Support for Agricultural Weather comes from the Friends of WILL and from Busey, with strategy planning for future generations to fit individual needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Good morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with our opening commodity market report. Let's see what meteorologist Drew Lerner has to say about weather conditions at the beginning of the work week.
Frost and freeze conditions are likely to occur over the next two nights across portions of the central and southern plains, the Delta, the Tennessee River Basin, and the lower Midwest. And some of this region will likely experience some permanent damage to some of the wheat, but we don't expect that to happen very often. Texas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas are probably most vulnerable to some of the colder conditions that are going to come up over the night tonight, and we will see some damage done. The question is, how significant will it be? And most likely the answer to that is probably not very significant, but we'll wait until the USDA reports crop conditions and progress here as we get into the afternoon today to better determine how much of the crop has reached the sensitive stage of booting and heading to determine whether or not there will be any kind of serious damage done overnight. Last week, most of the USDA reports suggested only jointing was occurring across some of these areas, but the recent heat in the southern plains and continued dryness may have those crops in more advance than where they should be at this time of the year. And that could raise the potential for a little bit of permanent damage because temperatures are too cold for the stage of the crop is developing in. For the heart of the Midwest, though, the freezes that occur over the next couple of nights are not going to be much of a threat. Some burning of vegetative development will take place across some of the crop in the Midwest, but that's going to be the extent of the damage that will occur. And it looks like over the weekend we saw some substantial rains occur across some of the areas that had been rather dry, like Iowa. Iowa, in particular, is going to be in much better shape moisture-wise. In fact, there's already some grumblings out there about it being too wet now. They did pick up on 1 to 3 inch plus amounts of rainfall. Southern Wisconsin had over 6 inches, and west central portions of Michigan up to 4 inches. All of this was on top of ground that was not all that terribly dry. In most cases, Iowa certainly benefited most from the moisture. Now the concern is going to be shifting towards the future and how much rain will fall across some of these areas and whether or not there will be a long-term delay in field work or whether we'll be back in the field soon. The answer to that question is that we'll see a little bit of a mix of weather. We've got one more storm system coming up here Wednesday into Thursday that will add more moisture across these areas, so there won't be any field work to speak of in the northern parts of the Midwest over this coming week. In the southern areas we'll probably not see a lot either, although there will be at least a little bit warmer soil temperatures and a little less moisture in the soil. Some of the lower eastern Midwest will probably also expect to see some limited amounts of precipitation so the farming activity can advance in the future. We do expect the temperatures to be chilly across the region today and tomorrow. Downright nippy for this time of the year. 30s and 40s will occur in the north. 40s and some lower 50s will occur in the south. Low temperatures at night will likely be teens and 20s north and 20s and a few temperatures around 30 degrees in the south. As we get into the latter part of this week, the reinforcing shot of colder air that's expected to show up in the plains on Wednesday night and Thursday will see to it that more freezes occur out there in that part of the country and also in the northwestern one-third of the Corn Belt. But we'll expect to see the eastern portions of the Midwest to stay a little bit warmer biased as we get to the latter part of this week. There will be a small portion of the cool air mass coming through the area, but it's not likely to have a huge impact. So we will see temperatures mild to coolish across many areas for the next 5 to 7 days. But next week, we should see warming take place with some of the greatest warm-up likely to be in the western portions of the region, mostly in the plains and western portions of the Corn Belt. Outside of that, we'll look for an end to all the concerns over winter wheat, at least as far as the frost and freeze damage potential is concerned, but the focus will become recentered on the lack of moisture in the southwest. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
The U.S. Commerce Department today says that U.S. retail sales in March rose by the largest amount in 18 months, led by strong gains in sales of autos, furniture, and a number of other products. The 1.1% jump was the best showing since September of 2012. American brewery and dairy industries are joining forces to ask the Food and Drug Administration to reconsider proposed livestock feed regulations they claim would be costly to comply with and would make the sale of brewers' grains difficult. A number of industries are asking FDA to exempt American brewers from draft regulations issued under the Food Safety Modernization Act. The Beer Institute estimates that a single large brewery, in order to comply with the rule, could see annual costs as high as $13.6 million a year. Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. Hard Red Winter May wheat is 738 and a quarter, up 18 and three quarters. July, 742, up 16. Soft May wheat, 674, now 75 even, up 14 and three quarters. July, 683 and a quarter, up 15. May corn, $5 and a quarter, up 1 3/4. July, 506 and a quarter, up 1 3/4. December, 499 and three quarters, up a half. May soybeans, 1465 and a quarter, up 2 1/4. July, 1453, up 5 3/4. November, 1216 and a quarter, up 1 1/2. May soybean meal, 472.50, down 40. May soybean oil, 42.22, up 12 cents. The Dow Jones Industrial Average trading 16,101. It's up 75 points. The NASDAQ 34.61, up 17. The S&P 500 is 18.20, and it is up 8 3/4 points. Joining us now on the telephone to talk about the futures market is Aaron Curtis of MITCO. He is in Bloomington, Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Doing well on this soon-to-be wet Monday, I think.
Yeah, chance of snow flurries, I think, in the forecast, so somewhat demoralizing. But the rain totals around most of Illinois were less than expected, so well, maybe that'll encourage some field work sooner than we thought here with some of those totals that we were forecasted late last week. But a little bit of a weather market here this morning in the wheat. This morning, Dave, we're seeing some double-digit gains in wheat here this morning. Not much rain in the southern plains again, and then some concern about the cold temperatures last night and then again tonight. So seeing a little weather premium put back in the wheat here this morning. But for corn and beans anyway this morning, pretty quiet start to the week.
So we get down to temperatures in a bit, some portion of the hard red winter wheat market, what could that mean to the upside if it verifies when we come back tomorrow and really look at the maps?
Yeah, and I think it's always tough to tell exactly kind of what damage we see on the wheat side. Seems to have some more lives than maybe corn and soybeans have. But if you look at the July wheat chart here, we've topped out back there about a month ago around that 725 area. So I think near term $7 is going to be some resistance here moving forward. But, we get the temperatures warming up a little bit, and if there continues to be some concern about yield there, then I think we probably can kind of go back and test at least that $7 area here. But it's going to be kind of interesting to see how these next few days go as far as what the weather's calling for.
Well, so it's a weather market, but I don't know that the weather market feeds the bull at this point. Do you think it feeds the bull?
Yeah, I think that's going to be tough. I think we've had some damage done on that chart here with some of the weakness. We did see some Egypt business. Of course, the USDA was the U.S. was left out of that here this morning.
Yeah, so big buy by Egypt, too.
Right. So, I mean, the market's still going to be somewhat price-sensitive to export news here. So that's going to kind of probably limit any big rallies here moving forward, Dave.
In fact, Egypt purchased 230,000 metric tons and left the U.S. completely out of the equation. So we're left looking at, to some degree, the technicals, and they look vulnerable in the short term.
Yeah, I think that's right. So it'll be interesting to see how we do close today. We have export inspections out here this morning, crop progress out this afternoon, not only expecting a corn planting number here this morning, but also watching those winter wheat ratings too, Dave. Not expecting much improvement in the winter wheat ratings, and obviously not expecting a very large number on corn planting progress.
So if you're a hedger, what would you think the thing to do would be?
Well, I think, the chart looks a little better on corn here, but I think, we're still going to have some resistance on the upside here of May corn around this 510, continues to kind of limit the upside. We're going to turn into weather market on corn and beans here moving forward, and I think if the weather kind of shapes up the way Drew was talking about next week when temperatures start warming up, I think the upside is going to be somewhat limited here in the short term.
So does that mean the highs that we saw last week are short-term, mid-term, long-term highs?
Yeah, I think at least short-term highs mm-hmm. here this morning, unless we have some continued weather problems. But, I think it's just going to be hard for the bulls to get too far behind this if we do have a little better window for planning progress.
Thank you much, Aaron.
Have a good day, Dave.
You too. Aaron Curtis of MITCO, using the Bloomington Normal Illinois current tick in the marketplace. May corn now trading $5.25, up 1 3/4. July is 5.06, up 1.5. December is $5, up 3/4. May soybeans are 14.64 3/4. Now 1/2, up 1.5. July, 14.53, up 5 3/4. November at 12.16 3/4, up 2. May soybean meal unchanged at $4.72.90. May soybean oil is $42.13, and it is up 3 cents. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.